Malicious Sound, A Killing Joke, had a track from on Malicious Damage Records. I don't know what album. What album was that one from? Was that one from the Revelations album? And I think called The Empire Song. I said I'd play that one for all the people who were ever involved or ever listened to the old Radio Zodiac on 94.4. Saturday evening though, but there you go, just one of those things. Radio Comstock, the only surviving alternative music radio station in London. A gentleman who was with us through the middle of this year, through the summer of this year, who's now working on a station called LMR, London Music Radio, on a Saturday night, 94.4. I might as well give them a plug, I don't know why. Anyway, and he was with us for a while and he sort of left and sort of disappeared into the distance. Many people cheered a lot when he did leave. Anyway, this is a bit of a tape of him. A gentleman called Christopher.
The rapper comes with a stage and you can actually move figures about. You cut them out from a bit of cardboard where they're all printed. And you can, all this script of all the words that you've just been listening to are printed on the back. And you can move Father in, the policeman in, and little Graham. Well, he stays fast asleep in the bed upstairs, you know. And you can move people about with these little tiny rods that are attached. If you buy that particular record, in the first 5,000 that are actually printed.
Right, it's got rid of him. Now, the following is a public announcement from the Comsat Popular Front. My name is Mark, and I'm speaking these words, what I've written here. I listen to your radio station most weeks, as it is the only station I know where any new punk records are given any play. On the whole, your disc jockeys are good, mainly because they don't up about between the records. They just get on with it and play the maximum amount of music possible. But this week, I tune in and I find some England or something on between 12 and 1 with stupid interviews and poxy jokes in between the most shitty collection of records I've ever heard on your station. Also, I wish he would stick his Casio keyboard up his hole, preferably sideways. I know quite a few people who listen and most of them like the station, but they will not put up with this it.
Oh, right, sorry about that. Seem to have regained control of the radio station now. That was actually based on a letter that I received through the post from someone who signs themselves Mark. And they say, P.S., could you play me a punk track such as Vice Squad or Dice Charge next week? And also, could you play something for my mate Andy of Chingford? Okay, as you wanted some of those boogie tunes, I've picked something for you. It's a brand new one from there.
Why won't you? Why won't you? Why won't you answer your red song? Why won't you? Why won't you? Why won't you answer your red song?
Yeah.
fan of, I've lost track now, the Erasive Wheel fan, I think, called, Army Song. Very good indeed. Before that, Christopher England being flagged down by Mark from Kingston. Well, there you go. Not much you can say about Christopher England. He left us at the end of the summer of last year. As I said, many people would have applauded that move very well. And back came Stuart Dent. And as he's now, Stuart Dent is back with us doing his programme. And then Dan Garpole is on between 1 and 2, and then me between 2 and 3. And very soon, hopefully, we'll be expanding out a little bit with some new people and some new bits of music. So stay tuned for more details on that. It's 31 minutes past the hour of... 31 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock here on Radio Comstock. It's our second birthday. Hope you can stay tuned all the way through till 3. I'm going mad. If you want to write to us, it's Radio Comstock, number 6 Park Avenue, Woodford Green in Essex. Radio Comstock, number 6 Park Avenue, Woodford Green in Essex. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, it makes some suggestions about the programmes for 1983, because we'd like to hear from you. Another track I enjoyed playing, and I thought was one of the best tracks released in 1982, was this one. It's from a group called Blitz on No Future Records, Razors in the Night. Oh dear, it's not going to start. Let's try and get it going. Here we go again, the build up again. It's a group called Blitz, and a track called Razors in the Night. I'm going mad today. Ah, is it going to happen? I don't think it is. Ah. Sorry about that, everybody. Blitz and Razors in the Night, one of my favourite tracks from last year released, and I think one of the best punk tracks released certainly over the last few years as well. The punk outlet has not been all that good, not all that it could be anyway, and I certainly enjoyed that one anyway. So let's hope we'll have a lot more decent punk records in 1983 and through to 1984. The doomed year. 26 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock. Well, we're on the hour up until 3. And that's when we'll be with you, but hopefully doing extended hours in the next few weeks, or after the next few weeks, when Radio Comstock will be hopefully expanding again, so that we can bring a better service to you in 1983. This is the make or break here. We've had enough of messing about. We've decided that we're going to make this a proper station, or else the station will not happen at all. Right then, now, another gentleman who was with us through 1982. He started with us at the beginning of 1982. He was with us then, and then he left not long after the beginning, about 3 months later. And he joined a radio station called Phoenix Radio, who now broadcast on Saturday nights on 90.2. I'm giving out all these plugs for the other stations. I don't know why. Anyway, he left us and joined that station, but while he was with us, he recorded in some of the awful studios that we had at the time. If I remember rightly, the microphone for this one was rather awful. It was some little tape recorder microphone that I had to get knocked out very quickly because we couldn't use the other microphone in the studio at the time. So have a listen to this, it sounds horrible.
It's the Undertones and My Perfect Cousin. This is Gormset on 217, and if you're listening before that, I'll send you rather unsuccessfully, I must admit, as to where and how you can come and meet us all later on this evening if you want to. We'll be at Three Colts, which is in Buckhurst Hill, near Buckhurst Hill Tube Station, and we'll be there from about 8:30 onwards. So if you come along, then someone like Steve Justin will buy your first round or something. So if you want to come and see us, it's the Three Colts in Buckhurst Hill, near Buckhurst Hill Tube Station, and we'll be there from 8:30 onwards. The next record up, there's a little story attached to it. I hope you don't mind me relating it to you. It's a bit like Jack and Ori, actually, but I first heard this on the Peel Show about a year ago, and I went through all the usual outlets here, Rough Trade, Bullet, Bonaparte, etc. I couldn't get it anywhere. So I then started hunting around the state and threw a magazine out there, which is called OZ Magazine. The initials OZ, I don't know what they stand for. They put me in contact with someone called Wax Tracks Records in Illinois, Chicago, or Chicago, Illinois. And at last I got supplied with the thing, and it came the other week, so I thought I'd bring it along and play it now, because I think it's good. It's a band called The Special Effects, from a four-track EP called Mood Music. And this is the first track on side one, so I suppose it's the A side. It's called I Know a Girl.
And that was John Scott way back in, I think it was mind blown, must have been not long after he joined us, May 1981, dear me. Anyway, that was in quite the early days, and we had trouble with the studio before we got our proper studio built, in our secret location, New Flint, golly gosh, all cloak and dagger stuff, as one of my friends would have said. And yes, I said that was John Scott way back then. As I said, he was going to come along today, but he's not. Hopefully we'll have him on the air in a couple of weeks' time. And he said he would do some programmes for us very soon, so it'd be nice to hear him back. Hopefully when we extend our hours, he may be doing some programmes for Radio Comstock. So I'm sure the people who enjoyed listening to him then will enjoy listening to him again. In 1982 was quite an important year for me personally. The main thing was that I left the college where I was studying before I finished my exams, which is the disgust of many people and the enjoyment of others. Mainly the people who were financing me enjoyed it, and my lecturers weren't too pleased that I was leaving. Anyway, the course I was doing was all to do with the media and etc, etc. Anyway, while I was there, this was one of the records that one of my friends played in his tape recorder an awful lot, so I thought I'd give it a spin today. Sound of Japan, and this is Ghost.
Doubt inside. broken. Every door's a ghost of my life. No wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to the king.
Release at the end of 1981, but one of my favourite records from 1982, and one of the records that reminds me of what I've been doing. 1982, Japan and Ghost. Unfortunately, they're not with us anymore. Let's go on now. This is Sound of New Order and Ceremony, and this is the track I'm going to tell you a little bit more about after I've played it. Thank you. Sound of New Order, anything called Ceremony. And that track was my theme tune, at least the first 1 minute 20 seconds, that will be engraved in my memory for all of eternity. The first 1 minute 20 seconds of that, which was the intro, was my theme tune way back in the summer of 1981 here on Radio Comsat, when I used to do the very first hour each week between 11 and 12. Seems like years and years ago now, only a year and a half ago. 15 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Radio Comsat. 15 minutes of our birthday broadcast left. And as you can hear, my program is a little bit quieter than the ones that have previously been on today, as all the drinkers have disappeared by now, and have all fallen asleep or go home or whatever. Of course, New Order were originally another group before their lead singer died, Ian Curtis, and the group they were was Joy Division, and this is one of their best known tracks on the Unknown Pleasures album. This one is the one I'm going to play, A New Dawn Fades.
Thank you.
Sacrilege, but I'm going to talk all over this because I'm going to tell you a little bit about the last 2 years. First of all the disc jockeys, the ones, all the ones I can remember that have been on the station. Of course, the one and only Mr. Stuart Jenks, who I'd like to thank very, very much for the support and help over the last 2 years. He's the only person who's been with the station from the beginning with me. So thank you very much, Stuart. Danny Dipole, John Scott, Nick Dagmar, Walter Rapp, Christopher England, Phil Giles, Chris Lyon, Stuart Taylor, Mike Standing, Dave Lane, Steve Watts, Mike Mono, Mark Doyle and Bill Brandy. All those people have been on the station at one time or another doing programmes for Radio Comsat. And also people have helped us out in other ways on site or behind the scenes somewhere on Radio Comsat. First names only, Dave, Joe, Mark, Steve, Tom, Alan, Paul, Richard, Dave, Simon, Brian and John. All those people have helped us out in some way behind the scenes. I'd like to thank everybody who's ever helped Radio Comsat ever, everybody who's ever listened to us. And all the people who supplied equipment. And any other bits and pieces in the past. Thank you all very, very much. And I hope you'll carry on helping us over the next year here on Radio Comsat. And for you lot, I'm going to play a track which I find very special. And this is also especially for every single person who's ever tuned into Radio Comsat, whether they enjoyed the station or not. It's nice to know that they did tune in and listen to us for at least a while. So here it is. This is Bauhaus on 480 and Crowds.
Song for you and your Make what you can of me. Make what you can of me. And this I'll say to you, and hope that it gets through. You worthless bitch, you fickle shit, you will spit on me, you will make me spit. And when the Judas hour arrives, the light that Jesus shoots, you will pit of mine. I'll still be here as strong as you, and I walk away in spite of you. Walk away, walk away, walk away.
People who, without their help, would Comstat would not be around today. That's a thing called Crowds from Bauhaus, another one of my favourite tracks from the last 2 years. A group that we certainly played a lot of. Coming very close to the end of this second birthday broadcast from Radio Comstat. Tonight we'll be down at the Three Colts pub having our birthday booze up. We'll all be absolutely out of our brains, so come and meet us and you can hear all the confessions that we'll be spilling out because we're throwing up a long head. Three Colts pub, Princes Road, Buckersfield. Go to Buckersfield tube station, which is on the central line. Look on the map next to the ticket office or ask somebody where the Three Colts is. The Three Colts, that's three little horses. And then we'll be up there going to the pub on the right hand side. I'll be wearing my Radio Comstat t-shirt, so come up and say hi, I'm a listener. Buy me a drink, and I'll probably tell you to go away. No, I will. I will buy you a drink, I think, if I'm in an extremely generous mood. Don't laugh, it's not funny. I'm going. And the theme tune goes for the 208th time. We must get a new copy sometime. 208 times this season has been played, beginning and the end of every broadcast, 104th week on the air, Radio Comstat. Thank you very, very much for listening this week and any week you've listened to Radio Comstat. We enjoyed being here playing music for you, and we'll be back next week at 12 noon with Stuart Dent, Danny Dipole, and your truly, Steve Justin. Thanks to all the people who've helped in today's broadcast, all the people who've helped behind the scenes in today's broadcast, and all the people for listening. If you want to write to us, the address, Radio Comstat, number 6 Park Avenue, Woodford Green in Essex. That's Radio Comstat, number 6 Park Avenue, Woodford Green in Essex. Alternatively, come up the pub tonight. We'd love to see you. We'll be having a really good time. So come along, it's the Radio Comstat birthday party. At the Three Colts pub in Buckersfield, on Princes Road in Buckersfield, Buckersfield tube station, and look on the little map next to the ticket office, and that's where we'll be. So come up and see us, we'd really like to see you. This is Steve Justin saying on behalf of all the disc jockeys, staff and backroom helpers here at Radio Comstat. Bye-bye, have a good week, and we'll see you next week at 12 noon. This is Comstat going off the air until 12 noon next Sunday on 217.